Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Russell Westbrook had a big-time game, man. Dropped 40 points on the road in the big road win versus the Clippers. Rockets win 122-117. The Clippers were full strength. No load management for Kawhi Leonard or Paul George or anybody else for that matter. They were full strength. Check this out, Wade. That was a 14-1 team at home. They had won 10 straight home games. When it's all said and done, this was a big time win for the Rockets. But here's what I want to get into, man. When Gordon comes back for the Rockets,
yeah,
they'll be without a doubt. It may not be the case for everybody else leading up till today, but it was for me. Today, when Gordon comes back, without a doubt, they'll be in the convo for not one of the top teams in the West, but for the top team in the West.
Man, I have a hard time arguing with that, but I'm going to.
Come on, baby.
That's what we do
Come
from
on.
Time to time. Look, I love what I saw last night out of the Rockets. Westbrook did an excellent job. He showed last week, he illustrated why the trade was made, because he can put together performances like that where he's giving you 40 points, he's taking the ball to the rack, he's getting you and ones, he's distributing the ball to guys and getting them open looks. You love everything about that. But how consistent are we going to get? How consistent is that performance we're going to get out of Russell Westbrook when you come down the stretch and you're looking at him playing against the biggest of the big boys, talking about the two L.A. teams? I think right now, I feel like, you know what, they're in the conversation to compete with those boys, but to say they are the big dog on the block when Gordon comes back, I can't say that yet, because when Gordon comes back, now they're going to have to work him back into the offense and kind of figure out how things are going to go.
Yep.
And that's going to take some doing, and it's kind of going to be a blessing in disguise, I believe. I think when you look at it, when he first comes back, it's going to be some newness because you've got guys like McLemore and House playing a bunch of minutes. And when those guys diminish a bit, how are they going to play coming off the bench? How are they going to play with the reduced roles? And so once they get that figured out, then, yes, I think that they can eventually, when it comes down to it, they'll be at that level. But when he first comes back, I can't say that yet.
I'm there, man. Look, I mean, here's the deal. Here's what we know, Wade, is that you know that what you get with Harden and Gordon on the floor together, it has been special in the past. I mean, with the supporting cast, with Tucker and Capel and everybody everybody understands what they can do. So I mean, I don't think there's any debating that they're solid as a good playoff contender that can make a run. Okay, when you put Gordon back on the floor, you got another spot-up shooter with P.J. in the corner. That in itself, you saw last night, Westbrook lit him up for 40 points. And look, he only knocked down, I think, two threes in the game. He was 2-for-6 from the three-point line, but he was 13-31. He got off 31 shots. When was the last game that somebody that had more attempts than Harden? Right,
and so never.
Right, it's been a while, right? But you're talking now. You got a glimpse into another guy off the ball from Harden. If he's hot, shooting the rock more than just getting to the rim, then all of a sudden you saw what this team is capable of doing. So the Westbrook, Gordon, and Tucker with Harden on the floor could be special. But think about it when Harden's off the floor. Last night, Westbrook took this game over with Harden on the floor and got this team back in it. In fact, he brought them all the way back, and they had a two-point lead after the third quarter. And they erased a 17-point deficit at one point in that game. And for the most part, it was done by Westbrook and company. But think about when Harden's not on the floor, right? You got Westbrook doing his thing, being the ball-dominant player at that point in time. You got Gordon in one corner and P.J. Tucker in another. P.J. Tucker's shooting the corner three at a plus 50% rate. I mean, he's knocking down more than 50% of his threes from the corner. You put Gordon in the other corner and you got one of the best guys at getting to the rim or dishing on his way to the rim, you got a serious group without your best player on the floor.
Yeah, and that was kind of the formula they tried to do last year with Chris Paul, but he couldn't get to the rack and finish the way that Westbrook can. And so he did do a good job of facilitating the ball around the guys, but it's not going to be to the level that Russell would be able to do. And his ability to finish, that takes it to another level. It keeps Harden off the floor and you not giving up ground to whoever you're playing against. And then now it allows Harden to play well down the stretches. Yeah. And that's what you saw in this ball game against the LA Clippers. You saw James Harden play at his best in the fourth quarter, when it's usually the opposite of that. You usually get the quarters one through three, you're getting the best James Harden. In the fourth quarter, you're getting him tailing off. And that was the reason why they made the trade, man. And so it was good to see it illustrated for everybody to see on a national stage. Everybody's watching the game. Everybody knew it was a big game.
Yeah.
Beverly was over there playing big for those guys. Harrell, all of those former Rockets were over there playing big. They had Kawhi Leonard in the building and Paul George as well. They had all those guys. But you know what? It didn't matter.
Yep.
The Rockets came out on top, and so that was real good to see.
A couple other things worth mentioning. I think Ben McLemore, former 7th overall pick by, I believe it was the Sacramento Kings, I believe, in 2013, something like that. I mean, but you're talking about a guy that clearly has a very, very high ceiling. This time with Gordon down, this time has afforded him extra experience, more clock than he would usually get. And I think as of late, in the last week or 2 weeks, you've seen a much more confident player. You've seen not just himself, but you've seen the team around him like lean on him a little bit when certain guys aren't on the floor. So I think Ben McLemore and the time that he's been able to get on the floor with Gordon out is absolutely huge for this team. Because the bench, we've talked about it. They're just not – they haven't in the past. I don't know exactly what the numbers are last night, but the bench has been a problem. Bench points off the bench is a problem for the Houston Rockets right now. And I understand why. They're not deep. They're got some injuries, and they're having to play multiple guys. But getting those bench points up, I think will be a big deal. I think Ben McLemore moving forward can do that. Wait, and look, the other thing is, there's no doubt about it, my man. If you watched that game last night, you said Paul George and Kawhi Leonard were in the game late, right? There was a swing. The Rockets gave up a double-digit lead, right? And then after they gave up the double-digit lead, they go on a 15-0 run to put them up to win the game. During that 15-0 run, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard were on the floor.
Yeah.
Paul George and Kawhi Leonard were trying to get to the rack and trying to shoot from that elbow of the free throw line and weren't able to get shots off. And so the defense clearly stepped up. I don't know what combination it was. I don't know who was driving the ship. But I know when it mattered the most versus a very, very not just talented Clippers team. What I like about the Clippers is, one, they play defense. I mentioned that. But, two, on the offensive end of the floor, they've got a damn plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to get Kawhi Leonard or Paul George to the elbow and take a high percentage shot when the game's on the line. Not a three or a step back. They got a plan. And the Rockets last night, they got in the way of that plan and beat them in the biggest of moments in that game. And you're right, James Harden, who we've been critical of, stepped to the plate and made it happen.
Yeah, the Clippers have multiple players on their roster that can create and get their own shot.
Yeah.
And so when you have that and you have to play defense against that, that's tough to deal with. So it was impressive to see the defensive intensity pick up by the Rockets and allow them to come back and get into that ball game. And that starts with, everybody knows PJ Tucker is the crux of the Houston Rockets defense, but the energy that Westbrook brings, I think, takes it to another level. And that's what you needed out of those guys, and that's what you saw.
Yeah, Rhett, to wrap up this game right here, Wade, check this out. This is the keep in mind, the Rockets went on the road and beat a team that was 14-1 at home, 122-117, right? A team that was 21-8 at the point in time, 14-1 at home. P.J. Tucker was 1-for-5 from the corner. Dude had 10 points. Capella, 16 points. Harden, I know he had 7 at half. He had 7 points at half, ended up with 28. Austin Rivers knocked down a couple. Ben McLemore knocked down a couple. But you're talking about no, there's no way that was the Rockets' best performance. We hadn't even gotten to the fact that Gordon's out again, right? I mean, it was not their best performance, and they were able to slay one of the Giants in the fourth quarter in their own backyard. So impressive win. I tell you, I want to move on to this. I'm Clint Sterner. It's with Wade Smith today. We're at Little Woodrow's on Brazos Street in Midtown. Come by, check us out. You're listening to Sports Radio 610 Houston Sports Leader. Wade, here's the deal is, I love the best entertainment on TV, my brother. The best entertainment is TNT halftime and postgame?
It is up there, no question about it.
Wait, for me, it ain't nothing even close, man. Them cats right there. But, you know, hey, so Kenny Smith last night, he messes up. He's talking about good shooting, right? They're talking about how Giannis has been working with got Kyle Korver.
Yeah.
On his shot, because Giannis, I don't know if you saw it, but Giannis hit 5 of 8 from three-point line last night, and they're talking about if he's shooting 5 of 8 from three-point line, he's the best player in the league.
No question.
Okay.
He might be the best player anyway, but
not
fair.
It's not even a question, right?
Yeah.
So they're talking about that. Well, Kenny Smith, did you see this?
No, I did not see this.
Kenny Smith keeps saying memory muscle.
Instead of muscle memory?
Yeah.
He said memory muscle?
He said, and when he first said it, I was like, he means muscle memory. Right?
Yeah.
He's talking about shooting. He says shooting ain't nothing but memory muscle. And about the third time he says it, Shaq leans back and goes, hey, man, it's muscle memory, bro. And Charles over there goes, yeah, it's muscle memory. They start going back and forth. So for literally 5 minutes of their show, they said everything backwards. So they're doing highlights, right? They're doing highlights, and they go, yeah, Westbrook Russell, he's doing all right. And they're just they're grilling Kenny Smith.
Yeah.
Instead of layup, they'd say uplay.
We got to get that audio and listen to it later on the show, bro.
It was so funny, man. Tucker, PJ, and they were doing highlights. It was impressive because they clearly were talented.
Yeah.
Like you and I could sit here and watch TV. It would be hard to just – and they were just rattling it off one after another and were hammering Kenny Smith, and he was hurting. But I'll get to my point. My point is the hate, man. Look, I've been critical of James Harden.
Yeah.
I've been real critical of James Harden. There's no doubt about it. The hate from that crew –
Hating on the Rockets?
From Harden, man.
Just Harden,
nah,
but the Rockets too.
Harden.
What were they saying?
I mean, just from the standpoint of you can tell, and which is fine with me. I mean, you have your opinion of you don't think ISO ball is the way to play.
Yeah.
But it starts out with, like, come onto the show, and it's like, nobody ever in NBA history has worked as hard as James Harden does to get the points that he gets. It's like – he's the best scorer of the ball. And there may be some truth to that.
Yeah.
But it just came out into halftime. It was like, I mean, there's a lot going on in this game right now. I mean, the Rockets are down 15 at half, you know. And they came out with that. You can just tell that Barkley and Shaq in particular, you can tell they're old school dudes.
Yeah.
And that ISO ball just really ain't their get up. And it's just one of those, like, it was a thread, we call it, I guess, throughout the entire show.
Yeah.
Halftime and postgame, like the constant thread throughout the entire show at one point in time, several times throughout the halftime, and was something about Harden and that they won't win with that kind of.
It sounds like to me, though, when I hear you say that, it sounds like to me that it's very similar to some of the things you hear about Lamar Jackson, him playing quarterback. Basically, people saying just waiting for him to have some failure. So he says, "See, I told you so."
Yeah.
And they say that about Harden, the same thing. Like, okay, you can't win with this type of style of ball. In the first half, he only had 7 points. I'm sure his shooting percentage was terrible. So, like, see, he worked so hard to get his buckets, and so that's why the Rockets will never win. It sounds very similar to me when people talk about Lamar Jackson. You can't keep running the ball all the time and expect to win a championship. So that's very interesting. We'll see. Time will tell. That's a good thing about
Shaq,
it.
Shaq was pretty like, no. He just needs to play his game, and then when he gets doubled, dish it to other guys and move and yada, yada, yada. So Shaq was pretty I guess he was kind of straddling the fence. But there ain't no doubt the way Barkley talks about it, like it bothers Barkley. Like it bothers Barkley that he's – that he's leading. Bro, you know, he's number three in average points ever in a season. He's averaging 38 or some odd points.
Yeah, he's up there. He's killing. He's got like 38.
I mean, Will Chamberlain,
points a game.
It goes Will Chamberlain, Will Chamberlain again, and then Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and listen, to be honest about it, it's not like those points are similar to the points that they were getting back then, although Will Chamberlain wasn't playing against that top-notch competition that maybe that happened in the 90s. But still, there was a different brand of basketball back then than what it is now, so it allows for you to score more points. But there's nothing you can take away from the Harden's ability to score one-on-one against anybody that you put in front of him.
But wait, when I was watching that game last night, I felt like Harden had made big strides. Just since the last time we talked about it in depth here, when I can't remember who they played early in the year, but you could tell like they threw the double team at him and he didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He was surprised. Like he's worked his way through it and he's clearly like there was a lot to chew. There's a lot of meat to chew on right there, and they just came out of from the jump with Harden that ain't it.
Well, that's part of them being national guys and not seeing the day in and day out, and that's part of what the good thing about the regular season is. Like, look, they have opportunities to adjust and see how people are going to play James Harden, because people come up with unorthodox ways to cover him, because if you just play him straight up, he's going to destroy you.
Right.
And so that's part of them working through it and getting better as a club, and you're seeing them do that. And for them to do it on the national stage, man, that was big time. And you got to always remember, Charles Barkley still is mad because the Rockets apparently owe him money.
Yeah.
So he's going to have something to say about superstar for the Rockets.
Good point.
Anyway.
Good point. Big time win on the road by the Rockets, 122-117. And I believe it. When Gordon comes back, the Rockets are going to be in the conversation for not the top five or six in the West, but for that top spot in the West. They're going to be a serious, serious contender. That's what I took from last night's game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.